The man tells the Ani Hashem became the Oretz. One of the messages that Matthias gave is that Hashem is not detached from this world. Hashem interacts with this world. What the Talmud says that you see in these far out parts of the world is sometimes a tremendous natural calamity. Indonesia, there's hundreds of thousands of people killed. He says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu mashgiach over the entire world. Like the Pasuk says, "Aman teda ki Hashem, ani Hashem b'keiv ha'oz, asher inecha b'kuchas, al kol dachei, ne'odem, by Levi," people say this. It's important to say it before the Levi also. Hashem is always watching over us. After Levi, it's too late. Al kol panim, there's a lot of psukim that say how Hashem pays attention to the behavior of people in the world. And it says in the Gemara that even though we don't have the Sanhedrin nowadays, but there's din darei mitzvos. Hashem has ways of, when things get out of hand, Hashem has ways of giving a punishment or destroying or limiting the power of evildoers. Says a person that has a chayv skila pulls off a roof, a person that has a chayv srefa, a fire breaks out, a snake bites him, etc., etc. So he says that when Hashem sees a tremendous amount of avarice coming together, that causes mishpatim in the world. There's avarice by us also. There's a lot of chilul Shabbos, the increases that happen. That's more than midas hadin and the inhabitants. The person has to know whenever there's any type of mishpat, of people dying and having sorrows, each individual we're not talking about. But the midas hadin ba'olam is because of the behavior of human beings over here. So these faraway places that nobody has no shaykhah HaKadosh Baruch, they're all over there by the Zohar, whatever they're doing over there, they have bigger things happen to them. But what's nogea to us is to understand that Hashem is watching over us every second of the day, and it's in our hands to either be moyer the midas rachamim, midas hadin, especially now a special opportunity to be moyer the midas rachamim and klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, we know every day more fine Jewish boys are being korbanos in klal Yisrael. There's a boy over here, Gabriel Blum, that was killed this past week, sitting Shiva over in Nachal Yarkon. Should feel the tzar that others are going through and use it as a way to mechazik yourself. As we know that people that didn't have time to learn on Fridays, now you have that another half hour more than you had a few weeks ago. So if you were down to the limit, now you will have a half hour.